Ziggy, welcome to the Ziggy Stardust Podcast. Just joking, it's the Retrocade Podcast, episode 28. We got it right this time, Sean.
That's right, it's progress.
Progress.
Back on the air. This is Sean, that's Phil.
I'm very excited for this big episode. We've got a lot to talk about today. A lot to talk about today. So much, Sean. So much has happened. The big Marvel movies. We're still awaiting a few more, but it's going to be fantastic.
This is the build-up. So this was
massive.
The tentative Super Bowl of Marvel movies.
Pretty much.
It's been almost a six-year run.
Does anybody know what we're talking about, or have they been living under a rock?
I mean, listen, North Korea, they're watching Avengers 1 right now,
give them some time.
So yeah, there's a lot of hype around this movie. There was a big build-up, and I have to say, Thanos in his glory.
Thanos. It was so. Were you a massive fan?
So, as anyone knows me or has listened to prior episodes, I am a huge Thanos fan. Probably the biggest. If you ever go to my apartment, there I have a giant Thanos painting. It's in full glory.
It's a nice painting. You don't have any pictures of that that we could throw up for the fans?
I'll throw one up on the page.
Yeah, the Retrocade Instagram, Facebook page.
Prior women weren't fans of it. Like, what the fuck is that? But.
But nowadays, everybody knows who Thanos is.
Get with the Thanos. He's not some gay villain.
Well, you're a big fan of Thanos in general, even before.
I like people ahead of the curve, the Joker, sure. Thanos, but now Thanos is at his prime. So much at his prime that Fortnite, this big massive game that everyone's obsessed with.
Oh, the kids love their Fortnite.
They put a Thanos kind of scenario into it where you play and one person is Thanos in the map.
Right.
So you get the gauntlet, you become Thanos.
That's funny.
And you just crush and kill everyone.
Until you get killed?
But when you are Thanos, you appear on the map so people can hunt you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you could have, like, clans of players hunting
you. You know, you have, like, 500 shield, 200 health, and...
Which is premium levels.
Yeah, so you're going to kill 12 people in the process
of
someone killing you.
Before you go down,
But
that's...
the fact that he's even in a game like Fortnite...
It goes to show you the universal, ubiquitous popularity of... the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So this was a big project. An
ambitious
project.
And we are Marvel shills tonight.
Yes.
We're Marvel Disney shills.
Our friend Mike, you'll be proud.
I wish I was getting a paycheck from Marvel or Disney, but we're not.
No, fortunately no.
But, so we saw it. It's been out. We'll go spoiler heavy. I would hope you've seen it by now.
Yeah, so at this point, I saw it this week. I saw it 3 weeks late.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Just things didn't work out.
I didn't see
scheduling.
It night one. I saw it Saturday, the night that after it came out.
We have a consistent tradition of seeing Star Wars night one.
Well, that's different. Star Wars goes deep into
my back about
my
four or five movies being you.
Sure.
And we will see Solo night one as well.
Yeah, Solo.
We maintain the tradition.
For sure, which we'll get into later on this
episode.
As
we're talking about Avengers, so this is a huge, ambitious project. You got
extremely ambitious.
Strange, Spider-Man, Guardians, the whole nine.
Captain America, Thor.
And now Black Panther is really popular, especially in the ethnic community. They stuck him in deep.
They had Hulk, only you didn't have a lot of Hulk. You had.
I'm going to get into the Hulk. That was one of my disappointments.
Oh, that was a disappointment for you?
Correct.
Why? Because you thought he was going to have a. We'll talk about that right now. You thought he was going to have maybe a.
I think one of the best parts of the movie is the actual very beginning.
Sure.
Where there's just death, carnage, slaughter. And you have Loki scheming, which I love Loki.
You sure do.
And you have Thanos in his full regalia, you know, which I like when he's in his full armor. He's got his helmet on the whole nine.
Oh, yeah.
And the Hulk pops out of nowhere, and he's punching Thanos, and they're wrestling, they're fighting. It was awesome. The Loki schemes him. He tries to kill him with the knife at the end, but he uses his gem to stop the knife.
Right.
And I like that Loki went down as a schemer. At least he stayed true to character.
Yes. That worked well for me, and I was fine. I think he's done. I don't think he's coming back.
Middleton's done.
Middleton's out the window now.
I think another thing that was cool is it kind of showed his indiscretions where he had some morals, where he's like, I'm going to kill your brother.
Which is good, because he was good and bad throughout this whole series with the Thor movie, with Avengers 1, was he in Thor? Yeah, he's in the Thor original. Of course he is.
He's in every Thor movie.
In every Thor movie, and then he's in Avengers 1. He's really the main bad guy in Avengers 1, technically.
Yes. But he kind of developed this anti-hero, where he's not a villain, but he's not a hero.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, though...
Very fine line with his character of, because he's because he's Thor's brother, but at the same time, he's a bad guy out for himself, and he's not technically, because he's really Thor's stepbrother, right? Or
yeah, so Odin's their father.
Odin's their father, quote unquote. But he's really
sleeps with a shit ton of women and has 800 kids.
And he's really in a half Iceman, yeah, or whatever they are.
So
White Walker.
The one thing which was, you know, you realize if he wasn't going to kill Thor, he had the Tesseract, which was inevitably one of the Infinity Stones.
Yes. Which one was it? It was the Soul, not the Soul Stone. It was the, whatever.
It's hard to keep up.
Whatever. It's fucking so many stones with that gauntlet. That gauntlet of fucking, that oven mitt of power.
And that was a cool cameo, if people don't know.
Which? Stan Lee driving a city bus?
Well, of course.
Get the fuck off my bus. I'm worth millions of dollars.
That's an old fucking bus driver. You know what? The Queens public school system, they might have those anyway.
Can't even afford a younger driver. I'm on Social Security.
But they had the dwarf from Game of Thrones.
Yes. He's got a name, Sean. Oh, man. Why am I drawing a blank? Yeah.
So anyway, the dwarf, I call him. You know, and he looks like this giant, and then they kind of just do this whole drastic.
That's funny though, yeah. Friggin' they had Tyrion Lannister as or Peter Dinklage, I should
Peter
say.
Dinklage.
I'm calling him Tyrion
Lannister.
I'm calling
him the dwarf, which
you're
is
calling
worse.
Him dwarf, which is terribly insulting.
It's
he's
not PG.
He's gonna end up retweeting a PC.
To
he's
any
not.
Of our
he's
dwarf
gonna end up
listeners out there.
Yeah, we're sorry. He's definitely gonna retweet
forge
you.
Forge me a nice hammer and go back to you know.
Yeah, but so it was funny because he was really big in this movie, and that's funny because he's like a giant like dwarf.
But it was
I guess.
A cool little cameo. You weren't expecting.
Yeah. It is more than a cameo. He was in the movie for at least 7 minutes. So it's also a long movie, mind you.
It's very long.
Two and a half hours. The exact runtime is
build up. It's I'd say 2 hours, 20 minutes.
It's gotta be a little longer than that. 227, I'd say. 240. 2 hours and 40 minutes.
So I
120,
didn't even see, I didn't
160
even see
minutes. That's a long. It didn't. I'll tell you this much. It did not feel its length. It did not feel 2 hours and 40 minutes.
It did not drag. No.
I would say. I would say. I thought it was 2.5 hours or a little less than that. 228 or some shit. But I didn't. It didn't feel almost 3 hours.
So what I want to get to is who do you think were your most enjoyable, stronger characters, and who were boring, terrible, or lacking?
Okay, I liked Doctor Strange a lot in this movie.
I agree. I think he had a huge role, a bigger role than I anticipated.
And
I thought he was awesome.
And I thought he was really one of the carriers of the film at points. Thor was good. The whole Guardians of the Galaxy, every one of those was pretty fun. I like
really,
their scenes.
See, I disagree. I think
you didn't like Peter. What's his name?
Star-Lord.
Peter Quill.
I thought he was kind of annoying.
He did fuck it up. Yeah. Well, I guess he fucked it up.
And
well,
I
like Rocket Raccoon
and
the rest of them more than
Rocket
I liked him. He was actually the least. Him and Gamora were the I mean, maybe Gamora's storyline was all right because she had the at the end with Thanos.
His daughter.
Which they explained in Guardians 2.
But I think Star-Lord Peter Quill. He was annoying. He was very weak. Oh, he has a laser blaster and a jetpack.
And technically, it's his fault that...
he let his emotions get to him.
And he fucked it all up for half the universe.
He's basically a low-budget...
Spoilers!
He's a low-budget Iron Man. They all have blasters and jetpacks, but he sucks.
Yeah.
He's
well, but he's half-God. He's half-God, Sean.
Listen, I think
Tony Stark will shoot his fucking face off.
He's way higher level than Peter Quill ever will be.
Yeah. Sure.
Rocket Raccoon and Groot, they're just iconic. They're cool.
Yes.
And
Rocket Raccoon was good in this. I liked him. I like Groot. I like Groot. I am Groot. Like,
how dare you say that?
That's funny, you know? Shit like that is good. That's good humor. See The Last Jedi? That's good humor. See Rian Johnson? But even then, that kind of humor might not even fit in a Star Wars movie.
So
you got to do it very...
I think this was a big part within the Avengers where Thor kind of... became the most powerful, the leader, the most iconic. When he came and got his axe and went into Wakanda, you kind of saw the tides changing and everyone getting hope.
Yeah, because it was like, now we got a big guy.
And I feel
now
Captain.
We got a boss guy.
Captain went in the back burner. He was kind of minimal.
Yes, Captain was kind of, he was there.
He had less screen time. He didn't have a big impact on anything.
No, Thor's impact was bigger. I would say even Mr. Strange's impact was bigger and better.
The Strange fights are great. When he was fighting
I pretty much liked
Black
every
Maw.
Scene from Strange.
So
with
Black
Dr.
Maw
Strange.
Is kind of Thanos's
Anos.
Deal with your anal. He's not a sodomizer.
What was he? He sodomized
dictator.
Half the galaxy.
That's fine, but...
It's fine,
don't
yo.
Call him... Give him respect. Okay?
Give it the respect it deserves.
Alien dictator, someone like Thanos needs to be spoken highly of. Anyway, so Black Maw, he's kind of Thanos' brains of his syndicate.
Oh, that was the Mr. Burns Squidward type character?
Squidward,
I liked him.
Him and Strange he was fighting.
Yes, he was really strong and like... Very much like,
so
you know.
He was more devious.
Yeah,
had,
devious.
Like,
magic fucking
abilities. And...
Devious, like, friggin' squid rodent.
Yeah, but he was the coolest of Thanos' minions.
Oh,
I think.
For sure. Yeah, he's like.
And he's the only one that really had any kind of lines. And
yeah, he had any character or any.
Semblance.
The rest of them were just generic henchmen.
So he was cool. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
Spider-Man,
I liked him.
He dies from getting blasted into fucking space. Like,
Mr. Stark,
really?
I don't feel good. Probably shouldn't have went
little,
into space.
Questionable, but he was the coolest for sure.
Which one?
No, Black Maw.
Oh, yeah. That, is that his name? Black Maw?
Black Maw. So the very beginning of the movie, when him and Strange are fighting
in the streets? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
That was good.
The movie started off with a bang. The
big
first
bang. No,
half
there's
hour
no waiting around.
Awesome.
Yeah, I liked all those scenes. Like, you could say the middle of this movie dragged, but it didn't really... I was never really bored during the movie. There was entertainment. Listen, a movie with this many characters, it's hard to not call it a clusterfuck. And when I walked out, I was like, well, it was a bit of a clusterfuck, but not in like a bad way. It was really the most subdued possible way you could have that many, like, quote unquote, main characters in one feature and have it not seem
overwhelming.
Overwhelming and just like a fucking.
And, you know, of course.
You
know,
mess
they
on
divided
the
everyone because you can't have everyone on the screen at once. It would
no.
be just
no, yeah, they,
too bizarre.
They had good partitions where it's like, all right, we're going to give him time. And then as soon as everybody's had their time, wait, we got to go back to this guy because we haven't seen him in a bit. And it wasn't like there was no point in the movie where I was like, wait, we haven't seen this character yet. You always got back to that character before I said, wait, where is they? We haven't seen them in a while. Whether it be Tony Stark on the fucking planet or in space, or whether it be... you know, Gamora and her issue.
So, another character I thought was pretty cool is Nebula. So, Nebula was getting tortured. She's kind of this android. Another kind of daughter of Thanos.
Yeah, that was from Guardians 2.
Yeah, so she's getting tortured and,
yes,
you know.
And Thanos doesn't give a fuck about her.
No, he just used her to get to Gamora.
Yes, he only cared about Gamora.
She has this, like, you know, vindictive kind of, her whole point is to kill Thanos.
Yes.
Which is the majority of the characters in the movie.
Naturally, they all want to get the Thanos.
But they also gave Thanos a purpose, which I liked, where he kind of wanted to bring semblance to the galaxy.
Well, yeah, because listen, if you want to just have a bad guy, a generic bad guy, you do Steppenwolf. You do what they did in Justice League. You know, who the fuck cared about Steppenwolf? You know, Steppenwolf was just generic bad guy. So in this movie, you have a bad guy, and the best bad guys are the ones that think they're doing good. Because you kind of can see what their point of view is, and there's more character there.
There's
more depth.
Justification.
There's justification on their end, and they're not just bad for the sake of bad. You see, Apocalypse for X-Men could have been that way, but
it was done right. But
it was
executed
done right.
Horrendously.
Yes, the execution and the writing lacked.
But
it should have been a little more deeper.
Was fucking shit.
It was
he
like what
like
Ivan
an
Ooze?
Asshole.
You didn't like Ivan Ooze?
No,
Ivan Ooze, I'll get you, Power Rangers.
The 1995 movie had a better fucking CGI than X-Men.
Well, it sure did.
And speaking of X-Men, they're delaying it further because of issues with just... X-Men is such a strong franchise that needs to be done right.
Yes. Well, you need good writing and you need a director with a vision.
But Thanos, as you said, he had a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are like, was Thanos right, you know?
Sure. Think about it. He's half genocide. I left that theater saying, 3.5 billion people would probably be all right. We need a new plague.
The plague.
I'm advocating genocide.
Yeah, it's hard to be like, listen, genocide.
Well, maybe when you live in New York City and you got people all over you.
Ah, it's a rat infested.
Sure is. When you're driving on the BQE.
I'm doing that tomorrow morning.
And there's no movement at all, and you got to get to work.
Indian Uber drivers cutting you off.
Oh, fuck. Uber drivers don't give a fuck. These Lyft drivers don't give a fuck either, those fucking.
You made a perfect point that Steppenwolf was like some shithead villain. They need a reason to fight people.
Yes, generic villain that you don't care about.
Thanos had a purpose, he had a goal, and in a way, he was relatable to a point where it's like you kind of see,
yes,
in his own eyes,
yes,
he
his logic
has a
he has
purpose.
He has logic to
his madness,
yes,
if
his
you will.
Method to his madness, or yeah, it's not just I'm bad, big bad guy, fight me because good versus bad.
And he was overwhelmingly powerful; like no one could fight him one on.
No. Which is nice, too.
You need 8 characters in a very powerful scheme to potentially almost beat him. And then Peter Quill, ooh, my green girlfriend. Pussy, okay?
He fucked it all up.
He did.
Would you call that a plot hole? That, like, they needed something to... Because they almost had the gauntlet off his hand. But would you think Peter Quill's character would have actually did that?
I think in the... real,
because they were writing that story and they were like, well, we need a really tense scene where we almost beat Thanos. But how do we almost beat Thanos and then not almost
the real Infinity Gauntlet? Infinity Gauntlet is kind of worth a precursor to, but it's more taking scenes from that. Infinity War is just way bigger, way more complicated. But almost everyone's dead. And it comes down to a few guys.
What, in that comic?
In the comic.
Is that a graphic novel or is that a comic?
Graphic novel.
Okay.
It's Jim Starling.
Sure.
Who created Thanos.
Fantastic.
And Thanos' appearance is Iron Man 55.
That was his first appearance? What year is that?
I want to say...
Because I remember Thanos' name for a while now.
So
and I'm not a massive comic book guy.
First appearance was the...
Got to be over
mid to late 70s.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, it's got to be 30, 40 years
ago. You know, don't hold this to it. I don't have a computer in front of me, but I want to say 1976, perhaps.
Okay, let's. I'll
look at first appearance of Thanos.
Yes, that's what I want.
It's Iron Man 55, I believe. I own it, so I don't own the actual comic. I own
a reprint.
It's a graphic novel called Avengers vs. Thanos, and it has kind of Thanos' beginnings where he fights
Captain
Marvel.
Iron Man 55, February of 73.
Ooh, so I got the number right, just not the year.
Yeah. Very good, Sean. He looks, it's funny, he looks like, he's big and blue.
So, his first look.
Was he ever in the X-Men TV show?
No.
Or was that just like, am I thinking of Apocalypse? Probably thinking
Apocalypse.
Of Apocalypse, yeah.
But if you look at the first appearance of Thanos.
Apocalypse and Thanos look a lot alike, though.
No. So, if you look right at that first appearance you have in front of you, he looks almost identical to Darkseid.
That's what I'm saying. And that's all these characters look very similar.
They
what came out
fight
first?
Fight off each other.
They all rip off each other. Because I was a fan. Like, I remember the Superman cartoon TV show in the 90s. And that was the big, big, big bad, Darkseid.
He's very similar to Thanos. He's an alien dictator.
Superman's
that just
ass. Same,
kills everyone.
Same shit with Darkseid, yeah.
And if DC had the balls or wherewithal to do something good, they should have did a Darkseid Justice League. Because that would have been, you know. A way more cooler.
You think they'll eventually do that though?
He will be the end game.
That's
if
what I'm
they
saying.
Ever fucking play their cards right.
Good luck.
Listen, Wonder Woman was a smash for them. You know, Christopher Nolan did very well with Batman. The new Batman is curious to see.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm super excited for is the standalone Joker movie, which kind of doesn't. The Jared Leto just never happened essentially. So DC has his work cut out for it.
Sure.
But people are raving about DC Animated. It came out with this Batman Samurai type movie.
Right.
It's supposed to be killer reviews, amazing, and it's kind of this anime version of Batman, and everyone's raving about it. They said the Joker's absolutely fantastic, and the artwork is surreal.
This is brand new coming out, or?
It's gotten rave reviews. It's either out, I think it's coming out, or it just came out recently. You'll have to check on your interweb there. But the reviews are across the board, smash it.
I was just looking up when Darkseid came out, 1970. So he actually came out before Thanos.
They look identical.
They look very
similar. And they're very similar in alien dictator.
Yeah.
Overlord, godlike abilities.
I guess these guys never heard of copyright infringement.
Well, look, they all bite off each other.
Yeah, I know, it's all bold. Because in the end, it was just fucking... comic books were just the means of selling commercials to children, selling ads to kids. They're just like, we need something. Big bad guy. Thanos. And then just make him a big bad
it's
alien guy.
Thanos is just a Greek name. There's actually people in Greece named Thanos.
Right,
and
right,
they, like,
right.
Sell gyros and hairy chests and like, hang out in saunas.
Oh,
come
man.
To my diner. You're like, yeah.
Thanos' Diner. That, I tell you, that's a great name for a diner. We should totally open one up.
Diner. It's right on Rockaway Parkway, right there.
Right there. They got the
best omelet in Queens.
Fantastic gyros. You got to try it. They got good falafel, too.
Well, I've recently been eating falafel more. It's grow on me.
It's just like chickpea fried, right?
It's a healthier alternative.
Is it? Well, it's fucking fried.
Fucking.
It's better than a
these lamb things.
I was gonna say
chicken nugget. It's like this. Just
it's a shawarma. Well, it's remember, it's ground lamb on a stick that they shave off.
I wouldn't even call it ground. I would call it processed.
Well, it's been ground. It processed is ground.
You think Hamal at the ferry terminal is getting fresh ground lamb? No.
Well, I mean, it's lamb meat that's been grounded and, you know, just cut it up and
preserves,
then processed.
Well,
yeah.
Additives.
But, I mean, look at chicken nuggets. That's ground. Like, if you go to McDonald's nuggets,
yeah,
that's ground chicken.
Chicken
meat.
Asshole and, like.
Yeah, chicken gizzards.
Gizzards, exactly.
It's all gizzards. Made with 90% chicken gizzards.
I like when the Simpsons show, like, how hot dogs are made. It's like rat tails.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was like a shoe and, like, a pigeon.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Oh, for sure. They had like a beer. I think it was Doof from Sweden. And there's like, nah, needs more dog. They had like a dog.
He needs more dog. He's swimming.
He's swimming in the bat.
You do like the accent of like the complacent brewery worker that doesn't give it. Needs more dog.
Needs more dog.
You see the dog swimming.
Yeah,
the
dog in
the bat.
Swimming in it. They're churning it.
It's fantastic.
It's quality stuff. So you see, these are the kind of Simpson hits that you little kids, you youngins.
There's
you need to go back
so
on.
Many. If you can do a compilation.
You can do it'll go on and on and on.
It's not even the story. It's just these little antiquotes.
Yeah,
it's like Family Guy had the same rationale. Ruined it.
They went overboard with it. See, Simpsons dabbed those in. They sprinkled them in. Because that need dog scene, it's a cut to them. You know, it's cut to the warehouse, the brewery.
Going to Duff Brewery Tour, yeah.
It wasn't even, because I think it was Homer tried Doof from Sweden. No, it wasn't Doof from Sweden. It was, because that was just Mo put two dots on the U of Duff. Let me see if I can find it. Needs more dog.
So I heard a very interesting about beer is, so apparently German athletes, like on the Olympic team.
Sure.
They don't drink water, okay?
They drink beer?
They drink non-alcoholic beer to hydrate themselves.
No,
yeah, isn't that dehydrate? Oh wait, here I have this. This will come up.
I don't know this long pause. I don't have the computer in front of you.
Yeah, you need the mic on.
Okay.
Needs more dog.
So yeah, they drink non-alcoholic beer because I guess the carbs.
Oh, it was a Red Tick beer. Excuse me.
Red Tick. Perfect for the dog. Yeah.
Red Tick beer. Yeah, for the ticks, I guess.
If people remember, I'm a real, you know, I work in the beer industry. And I'm
Sean sure does. I got your distributing beer card right in front of me here.
So if people remember, they still sell in jerseys. No longer in New York.
It was banned from New York.
Red Dog.
That's very
beer.
Similar to Red Tick Dog.
It was huge in the 90s.
Wow, that sounds great.
So, you know, when we're...
What kind of... Was that a malt?
No, it was a very cheap kind of... It was like a Miller High Life.
Oh, watery...
Cheap lager to drink. Red Dog was huge in the 90s. It kind of tampered off, but you can still find it in New Jersey.
Beautiful.
Good old Garden State.
Beautiful. We're going to have to go to the Garden State and piss in their garden.
Hey, we're about to get a sponsor, all right?
We're gonna...
Retro K, now sponsored by Red Dog.
It's the best damn beer I ever had. Retrocade is sold out. I cannot wait. We've sold out. We're going to start wearing Red Dog shirts and hats.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsored by Red Dog commercials. So, there'll be 20 commercials in every hour episode. You'll hate us.
You're going to notice the sound quality has improved. We're stepping up on the equipment.
Well,
here.
Yes. Without sponsors, but thankfully YouTube is coming through, and we've been able to get a few more bucks for a better equipment. So we'll hopefully keep moving on.
As we
forward.
Go on our tangents here, just to
love my
reiterate
tangents.
On the Infinity War. Now, a scene that I thought was really one of the most powerful scenes in the movie, but I thought could have been more emotional and done better if it ended differently, was when Thanos stabs Iron Man.
Yeah, I thought he was done for good.
I thought he was going to be dead. And
thought
I
he was gone.
Like,
I thought Robert Downey Jr. was taking his fucking $100 million.
Got his last $50 million.
Got his half, his big fat paycheck. His the check cleared, and he was off the set.
And that would have been a very poignant, emotional, powerful scene.
Very poignant.
And
poignant.
Then he's, oh, I survive. I'm Strange. That Strange was killing it.
Right.
Then became a bitch.
Yeah, I see. You could have just brought him back in the next one movie, right? You could have had this cliffhang and think he was dead, but they did it with everybody else.
So someone else that bothered me, I'm going to my pet peeves now, Vision. I thought he was lame, annoying.
Yeah, he was pussy the whole movie. He was running away from everybody. He was
android.
Hurt the whole movie.
Like he was weak, annoying, shitty, and, you know.
Yeah. And she bitch him. What's her name? Red Tail?
I always thought her attractive, but
she's
annoying.
Yeah, Elizabeth Olsen.
She's like, why are you with this loser? Like, android, you know? And I wanted Vision to die. I was rooting for his death. I thought he was annoying android. And he was weak, boring, and unlikable.
For sure.
So he was a big pet peeve of mine. Another negative aspect of the movie was the Hulk.
They had their reasons for that, I'm sure.
What was the reasons? Is he gonna return the second movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in the Hulkbuster.
So I'm assuming you've seen this movie. Don't listen to this podcast if you haven't seen the movie yet. Or should you? Or maybe people don't give a fuck and they don't care about spoilers.
Listen, I was late to see the movie, but
that's a while.
Point,
you were 3 weeks late?
I was very late.
Son of a bitch.
I try to go a couple times and like
needs more
schedule,
dog.
Schedule needs more dog. The accents were purposely, you know,
that's what makes it
keeps,
right there.
Keeps it on point.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I thought Hulk was just kind of in the background.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to come out and he didn't want to. And it's weird how they kind of express their relationship between Bruce Banner and the Hulk.
Right.
Where they kind of don't coexist. There's a, you know, one, it's either one or the other.
Uh-huh.
It's like he doesn't have the ability to be like, I'm the Hulk, and then go back to revert to Bruce Banner.
What is your point?
My point is you need a healthy mix. You can't have all Hulk.
No.
Which if
you're saying there was too much Bruce Banner.
Yes, but if you saw
there's reasons
the last
for that, Sean.
Thor,
you can't have Thanos fighting the Hulk the whole movie, because that's what you had. You got it out of the way, you know, because you figured watching this movie, all the fucking Marvel fanboys are gonna be blowing their loads to see Hulk fight Thanos, so they're all like, oh, I can't wait to see them shoving popcorn and shit and goobers in their face. They cannot wait to see
that goobers.
What?
Chili cheese dogs.
I know. It's not just Goobers anymore. They sent, because you know they're going to the AMC theater, or they're going to the, what's the other theater, the one that you can eat in?
IPIC's the big fancy one.
Which one is it?
IPIC. It's
IPIC.
Manhattan.
What about, this is like the rodeo. What's the one?
Alamo.
Alamo Draft House.
I went to the one in downtown Brooklyn.
You could eat in those, right? Yeah, they have one.
They're
putting one on the island, Staten Island.
Very excited about it.
Very excited.
They have a no phone policy. And yeah. People, if they see you on your phone, they give you one warning.
Yeah, that's it.
They see you again. Booted.
Yeah. No cell phones. You hear that, millennials? You fucks who can't get off your Facebook for 2 seconds?
When you're on a date.
Hold on. Let me check my
Instagram. During the whole movie, she's getting booted.
They're Snapchatting the movie as it's happening. These.
They'd be like, I like the purple guy selfie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Selfie with the purple guy and the little caption.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man's cute.
Yeah. They got to make sure their followers or their Instagram storying or whatever the fuck they're doing.
It's trash.
Fucks. No, but in all seriousness, yeah. So those are good places to go to see a movie. You could eat at the Alamo Draft House, right?
Oh, yeah.
So get a fucking
nice
full
spread.
Meal there.
They have the AMCs in Jersey, which is Applebee's food. Nothing fantastic.
You say in Alamo's got better food.
Correct.
They also have always these premium drinks. So I'm always seeing guys that go to it, people. They go to it, and they always like taking pictures.
Things.
And well, they did like these themed drinks for the movies. Like I know The Last Jedi had one. I think a few, like they have the themed beverages for the movie, like alcoholic drinks and shit. And maybe themed, like, you know, appetizers, like, you know, oh, the Star Wars lightsaber churros for $13.99.
For the Mexican fans there.
for the Mexican American fans that love to eat churros.
Mexican American. See, I guess everybody. Politically correct.
I'm going to build a wall around you. You fuck.
See, build a wall. You'll build a wall for what? Reason. Rationale. All
right.
But anyway, the Alamo, what's cool about it is it has these very vintage movie posters from like the 70s.
Yes.
And how it's kind of built has this very 70s vibe to it. It's awesome. Like they do, it's a chain.
I hear good things.
It's a chain. So all the movie theaters have the same look.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. The bars are really cool. It's a really cool bar. Food's great.
Right. They have a bar outside the... theaters itself.
And it's not like this corporate shill Cheesecake Factory bar. It's like a cool actual bar.
Yeah, they make them nice. Yeah. Like, would you go there if you weren't going to watch a movie? I mean, it doesn't make much sense,
no,
right?
No, it's like going to a bowling alley, have beers, and not go bowling.
People do it.
Not that I go bowling either.
People do it, Sean. Yeah, alcoholics do it.
Arkansas, like smoking Newports.
Speaking of which, I was in the Midwest over the weekend. I was at the Northern Invasion Festival. And Sean's going to take a leak, and I don't want to stop the podcast.
Beer,
so I'll just – oh, he's getting a beer. Excuse me. I thought he was taking a leak. He was getting his bedpan ready. I thought he was getting ready to take a leak here. But, yeah, speaking of we said Arkansas. That's not the Midwest, but I was in the Midwest. I went to Minnesota, Wisconsin for the Northern Invasion Music Festival. It's actually very good. This has nothing to do with pop culture, unless you like music, but this isn't really a music podcast.
So you're doing your little filler here.
I was filling it up with filler.
So how was Tool?
I went to see Tool mainly, Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, Avenged Sevenfold, The Perfect Circle,
Stone Temple,
10
Alice
Years, Asking Alexandria,
just...
Black Veil Brides. I mean, the list goes on and on
so
and on.
No one knows those, but Stone Temple, Alice in Chains. You just mentioned two awesome bands where their lead singers are croaked on dope.
Croaked on dope.
And
well, Lane
like,
Staley shot himself.
He OD'd.
Oh, yeah, maybe he did.
He OD'd, my friend.
D-O-D? Well, I know he was doing dope, but I thought he ended up shooting himself and was laying in a pool.
I think you're confusing
with Kurt Cobain.
Yes.
Hold on.
Well, Seattle dudes.
Yeah, it says heroin overdose, but he didn't shoot himself at all?
No, heroin, dope.
Hold on.
City.
Because.
I'm telling you. So speaking of concerts, I'm going to see Glenn Danzig.
Oh, nice.
And the Misfits this Saturday.
Fantastic.
It's going to be an awesome show. Which Tremendous is interesting
fan.
Is Fred Armistead from Portlandia, as everyone knows, is good buds with Danzig, and is going to be the drummer.
Sure.
But people don't know he used to be a drummer prior to his comedic entrance.
Yes.
And if you ever see the poster for the concert, it's great. He's wearing a wig, white makeup. It's hilarious. It's awesome. So I'm very excited about that. It should be a really good show. But
fantastic.
To go back to, you know, the Avengers here. Yeah.
I know. Well, I'm very excited for you and your Danzig concert.
Sorry,
at
the
Rock, the
we're
Prudential
not
Center.
Tool maniacs, okay.
Woo! It was a very good festival, though. Long story short with that. What's happening? The other part of our lives. Music. But, yeah, that was good. And so what are your final thoughts for
I liked it. So I'm curious as to what was the end scene credits? I didn't see it.
You didn't stay?
I had unfortunate news of a friend passing, and had to leave the movie theater.
When did you
point.
See the movie?
Monday.
Monday. Oh, wow, you just saw it.
So I left to take care of more important issues.
Sure,
I watched
crazy.
The end of the movie, and then I was like, I got to go.
It was Nick Fury in a car, and then he... and then there's like a I think the car overturns because it's like beef or whatever, and then he starts to fade away, and he does the motherfuck, and then fades away. He fades away.
So there's no relevance to anything coming. It's
no,
just,
I mean they
a Nick Fury cameo.
They shoehorned Samuel L. in there, and that was about it. But
so there's rumors of Captain Marvel, and I don't know.
Yeah, that where they're saying that. I mean, listen, I'm not 100% like fanboy here at all, so. I just watch these things as movies, and I like them or I don't. I don't really, but I've been hearing whispers of Captain.
There's rumors on the internet.
But is it going to be Captain Marvel? It's going to be female Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
is that what they're saying?
The Thanos vs. Avengers graphic novel that I own, which shows the first appearance of Thanos in his big 70s books.
True.
He inevitably kills Captain Marvel,
mm-hmm.
But Captain Marvel is a man.
It's a man, baby.
It's a man, exactly. And then... with this whole Me Too movement, they like to feminize people and
sure, you gotta feminize
great
somebody.
Woman characters. So we'll
we need
see.
Strong female heroines, Sean.
Apparently, we do.
Disney, Hollywood, corporate America has to shove their agenda down your throat.
So I think they already ruined Ghostbusters. Now they're gonna ruin.
Is it official? Like, was Ghostbusters ruined? Is that like an official thing? 2 years gone now.
Yes, it's buried. It's dead. It says R.I.P. Ghostbusters.
So you're saying there's not gonna be a Ghostbusters 2?
1984 to 2016. R.I.P. It's dead. It's killed.
It's gone. It's gone. Dead and buried.
So this is
with no chance for resuscitation.
Instead of He-Man,
does it come back as a ghost?
Make
She-Man.
She-Man. They're gonna sell no action.
That
figures.
Would be better.
They'll kill He-Man again.
Yeah. Do you think any of these movies sell toys anymore?
Well, you know, I don't want to sound like a fucking pig here, but
you are a pig. You're a fucking filthy.
Listen.
Alt-right
filthy pig.
Fucking
alt-right.
Soy boy.
So, speaking of soy boy,
isn't
we
that
have
a funny
Mr.
line?
Soy boy, yeah. We got Mr. Sheeple Bernie Sanders over here with his
Bernie Sanders, the billionaires and the sheep hairs
he's
and the soy.
He's Ben and Jerry's looking at his Bitcoin.
It's Vermont. I love my Vermont.
He's got his compost heat in the backyard. Yeah,
I don't shit in toilets anymore.
He makes his own organic deodorant.
I was an advocate of Bernie.
An advocate of homemade deodorant as well. So
it's better than corporate fucking aluminum deodorant. You know, there's
aluminum
in your antiperspirant.
Pays the bills. Okay?
Sure does. I hope you have stock in.
Progress. In, thank you very much.
In Old Spice or whatever you use. Fucking. Yeah.
So there's another debacle on the rise here.
What's
and
that?
This is, you know, something that comes to me and you personally.
Fantastic.
It's Han Solo. What do you think?
Han Solo. So I haven't really heard about this term soy boy. This is how much I am not part of the Reddit world. But I think this word soy boy is funny. But so they were calling Han Solo movie Han Solo because they're trying to say like, oh, it's still Hollywood, you know, trying to spit their agenda out at everybody there. But I mean, I don't know. So there's a lot of mixed reviews out there. So we'll see. I listened to one the other night. It was the guy from Canada. I forget his name. And he gave it to Last Jedi pretty good. He was not happy with that movie. But he didn't say he didn't like this movie. He was like, but in the end, I mean, he's like, listen, there's good in it. He's like, it really should be the Chewbacca movie. There's a lot of Chewbacca in it. And I was like, all right, that makes me happy. I'll be fine with that. And in the end, he was like, it's good, not great. I'm like, oh, all right. So, and that seems to be word on the street right now. It's tolerable, not great. So,
my question.
I mean, at least it's not an abortion.
$1 million question.
Sure.
Is Jabba the Hutt making an appearance? What do you think?
I don't know. I thought originally, but just based on the non-spoiler reviews I've heard.
Negative.
It doesn't seem so. Although somebody mentioned that there was a bad guy, but nobody's really alluded to Jabba. Nobody's really alluded to Tatooine.
There's no Boba. Well, Fett is after he has a bounty, so they wouldn't even be intertwined.
Yeah, unless like you bring him in the sidelines like.
But
if you fuck up, we're going to bring this guy on you.
If they actually had good writers and paid attention to Star Wars.
Well, they didn't. They had fucking idiot writers. They had the wrong writers.
So, as I'm saying,
excuse me. They didn't have the wrong writers because Lawrence Kasdan wrote this thing, you know? But also, you know, he wrote Empire Strikes Back. But at the same time, he wrote Force Awakens, and that was a rehash. So, he wrote this. But then you had Lord and Miller coming in and making it like a fucking... like a joke movie, you know, it was like humorous.
Star Wars is not comedic. It's exactly what I was going to get.
There's humor in it, but it's not. These are not comedies.
What I was getting was a good camera.
These are not
a good camera they could intertwine with it. Which they have a history as a background before they were. It was Dengar. Well, if you don't know who Dengar is, you see Empire Strikes Back, which. To me, I'm always big with the aliens and cameos in the background when it comes to the originals.
Yeah, I mean, we both are. I love all those side, especially you. You love side gritty freak characters, but I do too.
So this scene's very iconic to me and everyone that's seen Empire.
Sure.
Knows.
I have the figures right there.
When they're on the, basically when Vader does his big kind of bounty for Solo, he gets all the best bounty hunters in the galaxy.
Yeah, he rounds them all
and
up.
It's literally approximately 3 seconds still of these just. Very eccentric group of what the fuck is that?
A bunch of creatures,
and there's one human. And this guy's full of bandages. And he's half cyborg.
Yeah.
So his name is Dengar.
It's Dengar.
And Dengar is in these bandages because Han Solo burned him with a ship exhaust.
Is that what they say?
Correct.
Is that the backstory to that? Is that canon?
It was canon.
Yeah,
God knows.
There was a lot of canon.
What Disney fucking expunged, but. You know, it's good. I'm a big fan of the, you know, embracing the history.
Sure.
And I feel with Disney, they're like, nah, let's sell more, porgs. It's a matter of you got to pay attention to where it came from. And I think they're overlooking this for this millennial Snapchat generation.
Well, I think a lot of it is that they're trying to push their own Star Wars. In other words, we all love and grew up with the stuff, like
George Lucas.
Yeah, and even the 90s stuff, all the additional stuff or the background stuff, they're putting in their own new shit, own new characters. So they'll, like, you know, they're trying to, you know, like you said, Porgs instead of Ewoks, or, and I get it, like, all right, we haven't seen an Ewok in a movie in a while because, you know, we're not going to go back to Endor anytime soon. But, like, yeah, like, they're not paying enough maybe attention to other things. Like, and they're doing a lot of things that maybe we're not asking for, like the Solo movie. Nobody wanted to really, I'd never heard of a diehard fan.
Oh, I want to see Han Solo. Right. Yeah, please.
But at the same time, I don't think a casual fan gives a fuck either. But the thing is that if a casual fan doesn't care about Solo, they're of course not going to care about Dengar.
See, I want to see Yoda. I want to see Boba Fett movie. I want to see an Emperor Palpatine movie. Han Solo, I can give two shits, to be honest with you.
Even a Yoda movie, I wouldn't care. Like, what, are you going to have Yoda as the main character the whole time?
But he's such a vague, mysterious. Maybe it's good to keep him mysterious.
That's what I'm saying. It's good to keep them all mysterious.
Because his race is not even defined.
Do something else, maybe. You know, but the problem is that
Boba Fett would be just tremendous in every way, shape, and form.
Sure, you could do that. But then again, you have the big wigs at Disney. It's like, well, we're going to spend $200 million on a movie. We can't do it about a character that the average fan doesn't know about. It's like the average fan, or the average non-fan who's just going to see a movie.
If you're
going
to do a Boba Fett movie, it has to be in the kind of theme of, which they're going into, like, not Deadpool, like a deadpan comedy, but in a good Boba Fett movie, has to be rated R. Because his adventures
they're not going
to
do that.
Torturing
though.
People, killing people.
They're not going to do that.
He's a ruthless motherfucker.
Because right off the bat, rated R means less ticket sales. And these movies have such high budgets, they're just not going to do it. It's not going
to
happen.
You think a rated R Boba Fett movie wouldn't have less ticket sales? I think it would elevate the hype to no end. I think it would be.
I think it's possible. Look at what happened with Deadpool. They took that risk and it worked. But I just think that Disney's not going to take the chance with Star Wars thing. They're keeping it fairly squeaky clean.
You know, I think
except for the Benioff and Weiss, the two creators of Game of Thrones. You know, they're slated to do a Star Wars series, a gritty Star Wars series.
It's going to be on the Disney Network with subscription only.
Disney is trying to come out with their own streaming
Prime
service.
Will be called Disney Supreme.
Disney Supreme, they're trying to come out with their own streaming service, so they probably will fucking shove it onto that.
It's become this Netflix universe where streaming
has.
Nation and get with it or live in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to binge watch shows. I like to savor it, watch it week by week.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the minority and I'm old school.
You're probably the minority at this point. A lot of people binge, man.
I can't binge. I don't.
I can do either or. It depends on also how much free time I have. You know, I binged the first season of Stranger Things and it was good. But a lot of times I don't binge a lot of things just because I'm busy with life and I'm distracted.
I have one day a week, which on average, non-football season,
right,
Sunday night,
yeah.
Where I can kind of have a little free time.
That's like me. I'll watch whatever little TV that I watch on a Sunday night. That's
Sunday's
really
my only day where I kind of watch TV.
Because you're not doing the socialized thing on a Sunday night typically.
So enthralled with work.
Yeah,
and then
work.
You get home, you maybe
life
watch
responsibilities.
An hour TV.
Yeah, I
you have your social commitments.
I haven't even turned on my PlayStation in 3 months because, you know, you get busy when you're older. You're going to get work and other responsibilities.
So I have one day a week where I watch TV for like 3 hours, and that's Sunday.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know.
Yeah, I would on Sunday I would watch like Shameless, and I'd maybe put on like John Oliver or something. Shameless is not, you know, it's off season right now. Game of Thrones.
I watched Shameless for the first, I don't know what season we're up to.
Seven or eight.
I think I watched it up to about five or six, and then it just got so absurd and ridiculous.
Which parts were you thinking that were absurd? That's a good show.
It just got too off the deep end of unrealistic nonsense. That
like what?
I couldn't.
Name something.
It's hard to name. It's been about a year since I've watched it, but it's got over the deep end, in my opinion.
I like the show still. I like. I'll watch the next season.
I'm a big fan of Better Call Saul. I think that's.
I only watched the first few episodes. I mean, I was obviously a big Breaking Bad fan.
Me and you, I think we have the same core likes as far as like the big stuff, the Star Wars, et cetera. But it comes to, like, the more linear. Obscure things we go.
Yeah, maybe the more the smaller, maybe a little more characterized
stuff.
Yeah.
We go very
we,
well.
We go we, differently. Yeah, like Saul is more of a character that probably you would like than I would.
He resonates more with me.
Yeah, definitely
you,
resonates more
sure.
with you.
For sure.
Yeah. I didn't dislike the first few episodes. I just never really like found time for it. You know, it didn't pull me much. Like it was the first few episodes were kind of, you know, like riding a bit too much on the coattails of Breaking Bad. Like they brought in, what was his name? Tuco.
Well, that's part of the lore. So they bring all these characters.
Yeah, they bring a lot of
Salamancas and all that. It's cool. But again,
what about what's his name? The Polo Chicken?
Gus Fring. He shows up in the last season, and he's a big.
Wait, last season? The show's not done. That was just the last season.
The last season that aired.
Yeah.
But it's a very cool dynamic of how Saul, who's Jimmy in the show, Saul becomes the alias after his life kind of goes into shambles. Him and his brother are estranged. His brother's a big asshole. He's also like a huge lawyer, and it's cool how they just kind of you see his development to becoming the shithead lawyer that he becomes.
Yeah, that's all about that. Okay. Okay. So let's try to give a finalization on Infinity War because we've tangented off a little bit here. But so what's your final?
I liked it a lot. I thought Thanos was very, very well done.
You got a score for us out of 10 or something?
Okay. So out of a 10, I'm going 7.5.
Okay. So that's a 75%.
You know what? I'll give it an 80.
You're giving 80%. Yeah, I'm fine with that range. What does it have on Rotten Tomatoes? Probably is higher than that. But I think I'll give it like a 78%.
Avengers 2, I'd give 45. So it's
it's a lot better than Avengers 2. Avengers 2, I don't think I could rewatch.
Absolutely not.
Because that movie gets dull and convoluted. This one, however, you like Thanos. You're always interested. It's got 84% on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right, so we got a close perspective there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it like just under 80%. I'll give it like a 78%.
So I gave an 80 to 70. So we're pretty even keel as far as our liking.
That's been my number.
And that's a strong score.
It's a strong score for how Sean? I'm losing you here.
He has dementia, I'm sorry.
You know, for what it did, for how many characters it had.
It's an ambitious project. That's what I was really ambitious. That was well done.
For how ambitious it was, it did a good job at that. Because that could have easily been an abortion. You know, it could have easily been a fucking clusterfuck disaster that you can give a 40% to or something, you know. So in that realm, it succeeded. The audience score on Rotten Tomatoes is 92%, so the audience really likes it.
I don't know. It's without a doubt a hit.
Yeah, it's definitely a hit.
Thanos is in the limelight. No one ever knew who the fuck Thanos was 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the limelight, and I'm glad that he's getting the props he's deserved.
For sure. So the movie. Oh, look at this. Oh, my God. This Jim Carrey movie's out. I'm looking at this on Rotten Tomatoes. 0% right now.
I didn't even know he was acting again. Shit. I thought he went off the deep end.
It looks like a what's it called? It looks like a crime thriller of sorts. Twisted crime. Oh, this looks like a real abortion here. 0% already.
Well, there's been zero marketing.
This is an exercise in vulgarity. Was all shameful?
Hey, I'm excited. Vulgarity, shameful.
Sean's on board.
Sign me up.
Sean's already friggin' 10 out of 10. A movie that is not just muddled in the conventional ways, but down to its core. Muddled down to its core. A lurid, boring mess. Dark Crimes is dank and dreary and no fun. Stumbles at every turn. It's 0%. Not a single person has given it a positive.
The first reviews I like. Now it's got a little downhill.
It's an abortion. This looks like an abortion. When you're 0%, you gotta.
He wants to fight his comeback movie, and this is not gonna help.
I don't think he cares about comebacks. You ever see interviews with that guy? He
went off the deep end. He went off the deep end.
You know, he had that. His wife, girlfriend passed away, and he's all hit. He's probably doing a lot of drugs. He don't give a fuck anymore about anything. But yeah, so that'd be interesting. Certainly, look out for Dark Crimes coming to a theater near you. Coming to an abortion near you. So, all right, to just talk about Solo for one more second, what do you think? There's a lot of mixed reviews.
I'm not excited, to be honest with you.
Not excited at all.
I'd say of the last few Star Wars.
What about Donald Glover?
Is he going to top the original Lando, though?
I don't think anyone can top Billy Dee Williams with his Cult 45.
He was the epicenter.
It works
cool.
every time. Now, what did works every time mean? You'd never allow that in a fucking commercial nowadays. Because works every time alluded to, like, him getting the chicks drunk and banging them. That's what I always thought
yeah,
it was. It works
get,
every time.
You gotta get it to work.
You give him some of the...
When it means work, it means
45.
Your penis.
Get a nice erection.
Concerning
yes.
situations.
We're gonna give the women some Colt 45.
And every time.
Gets me laid every time. Yeah, that's what
he
I
has
mean.
Like the Jerry curl. It's
yeah,
like, he looks
got
like
that
he's 80s, in Detroit walking around.
80s Jerry curl with his collar popped. And yes, you
so
know, scantily
I
clad women
tried,
around.
So at one point I was working, I was doing home beer distributors in Brooklyn.
Sure you were.
So I had an account in a you know, ethnic kind of poor area.
Of Williamsburg.
No. This was... Brownstone. Canarsie, Flatbush, Hood, somewhat. Not Canarsie or Flatbush, but, you know.
Sure.
They had Colt 45 orange flavor.
Oh, man.
So I was curious to try it.
Was it like a malt soda?
Malt soda, but Colt. Scored 45.
How much sugar must that have in it? Remember they used to... What was the one that used to... Was it St. Ides that used to make the flavored ones?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Those things were filled with sugar.
I had some good memories with those when
I had
about
some
16,
you had memories with
old.
Those? You, how did you not black out?
Well,
yeah, I know.
17
is
the pink
day.
One. No, special Brew. That was the name.
That's Special Brew.
Special.
Yeah. I see. I avoided those because those would make me fucking sick because they're the sugar. They had to have 150 grams of sugar to mask this taste.
They still exist in the very deep hood.
You gotta go to the certain spots to get Special
you
Brew.
You gotta go like in the hood. I was in
St. Ides 40s were terrible.
I had
old English 40s were terrible.
East
Colt
New
45
York,
was
East
terrible.
New York, I saw Special Brew still sold in East.
You
should have
picked some up.
Small
next time, pick some up, Sean. Pick up a couple Special Brews.
Retrocade
Special Brew podcast episode.
So anyway, I'm buying this orange Colt 45, and as I'm buying it. Well, I didn't buy it for free, actually. It's one of my accounts.
Whatever.
The owner. So, I'm in this area. This woman is buying a Cobra, King Cobra 25-ounce can for $1.25.
That's a bargain.
Cheaper than water. So, as she buys the can.
Cheaper than Dasani.
In her filth, leaves. I'm chatting with the owner, joking around. He goes, this fucking bitch left her crack pipe.
Oh, no
at
way.
The
no way.
So, the Colt 45, King Cobra consumer was had it left her crack pipe. At
did you run down? Excuse me, ma'am, you forgot your crack pipe. You left your crack pipe and your yeah.
So
that's funny and terrible.
The
and
inner,
disturbing.
The inner.
It just goes to show
dynamics.
You the that's the clientele that. What was she buying though? She was not
King
Special
Cobra.
Bro. King Cobra. Okay. What about Steel Reserve? Does that still exist?
Still exists. Again,
that shit was rough. What was that like? 9%. That was a fucking
it's
malt beverage.
Heavy time malt.
Oh, fuck.
I have a memory actually hanging out with you in the roof of Perkins.
That sounds about right.
Which is now a Denny's.
Now a
Denny's. Correct.
Denny's, yeah. Yeah, there used
drinking,
to be a space where we would go on that roof.
I drank 240s. It's approximately 16.
Steel Reserve.
I was probably 17 years old.
Yeah, it was like summer 06, 05.
Got so
well, you probably maybe,
wasted,
yeah, sure.
Like lost my fucking wallet, like blacked out, just dead.
What'd you drink? Two Steel Reserves?
240s.
That'll do you.
And that was probably at that point. Because
you're drinking them fast, you fucking.
And at that point in time, I was probably 120 pounds. So
sure. You didn't have the tolerance that you have today drinking your Bud Light Lime.
All
that's
right, Mr. Starbucks.
I am drinking
with
a coffee.
Freaking ponytail over here.
Fuck you. This is my own Nespresso, by the way. It's just in a Starbucks cup. But,
cheap hips, so there you go.
Budget conscious.
So
yeah, good times.
There's some hype around this. It's got good reviews.
Yeah, it's got some decent reviews.
TJ Miller.
You like your crazy friend?
What's your opinion on TJ Miller?
What fucking? I think he's fucking the degenerate. What do you want me to think of him? What's my opinion of him?
I'm gonna tell you something. Is he a crazy asshole? Correct.
Yes. Yes, he is.
But I enjoy the show Silicon Valley, which is an HBO show.
Yes.
About.
Silicon fucking nerds, yeah.
So it's always like computer programmer type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in, this is season 5. He was in the first 4 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They had his kind of drug drinking episodes and they kicked him off.
Right. Yeah, we talked about this in the last episode.
Oh, yeah, but the
is
show,
there any new information on it?
No, what I'm saying is Deadpool, they're like, we don't know if we want to keep him on the next movie.
Uh-oh. But they kept him on, right? He's in the new. He's in it.
And what I'm saying is, he's awesome. He suits a role that's needed in these type of projects.
Mm-hmm.
You need a eccentric asshole. It adds creativity.
Sure.
And
yes. Yeah, sometimes you need a foil.
Character blend.
Yeah, a little character. He was in Ready Player One, as I've explained in the...
Yeah, we discussed this in an episode or two
the
ago.
The last episode, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you need the bad guy to make things interesting. That's
yeah.
what I...
Why, he was a bad guy or he was just like a side asshole?
Nah, he was like a...
In for Deadpool. Wait, he was in Deadpool 1? I don't even remember.
He was. He was
yeah,
like a
yeah,
bartender
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
was like his boy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, you know, he's kind of his, like, civilian friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's kind of his role.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, give him another chance, fucking degenerate. What an idiot. Fucking bomb-threatening on a subway.
You know what? Some people can handle fame differently. They lose their
Or alcohol,
mind.
For that matter. Some people can't hold alcohol. Remember their alcohol. Yeah, some people are fucking idiots. Yeah. But, no, I think Deadpool 2 will be good. I'll probably enjoy it. The first one's good. It's got a good rating on Rotten Tomatoes right now, 87%. It comes out. It's out already, right?
I believe
it says
out
today, tonight.
No, it comes out this weekend.
So it's out tonight, because I'm looking at it right now. It says out
at Josh
8:30 p.m. at the Atrium. Let's go fucking see it.
Josh Brolin.
What about
Thanos
him?
And Cable. He
Wait.
Plays Cable. In
oh, he does. Thing. Yeah, it says. You say he's the bad... Wait, he's Cable's the bad guy?
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with Cable...
I see the picture of him, yeah.
I'll give you a little backstory on Cable, just a brief synopsis here.
Go ahead.
He's Cyclops' son from X-Men lore.
Yes.
And within the comics, he plays this kind of time traveler.
Right.
He has different mutant abilities, but he's known for his gun, essentially. He's just kind of badass vigilante from the future. And he kind of lives in this kind of post-apocalyptic time where mutants are hunted and the world's kind of went to shit.
Right.
So that's his kind of generic story, and he has this kind of weird... cybergenetic eye. You don't know if his eye got killed. You know, you never know why his eye's all fucked up. But he has this kind of like robotic eye. He has like big scars on his face. He's basically like a cyborg Rambo, if you will.
Right, right, right.
But he's, you know, he's always been badass and cool looking. Silver hair, you know, very gaunt kind of. Some guy, if you saw him, you'd be like, oh shit.
Right, right, right.
So that's Cable for, you know, in a quick synopsis there. But, it's a cool villain, and Brolin plays him. Apparently,
yes.
Brolin does a killer job.
Brolin's been doing good. He did a good job with
Thanos.
So.
Awesome voice. Brolin's
good
the
voice,
man of the hour
good
right
face.
Now, and let's, you know, I support it.
Yeah, support it fully. What do you think of one guy playing two characters in the same universe? Not the first time it's happened, but...
Well, if you think Chris Evans played...
Flame on. Yeah, I know.
And Captain.
I know, that's
and
what I'm saying.
Both
it's
progressively
happened.
Lame.
Both of them?
Well, again, we don't want to talk about the abortions that are the Fantastic Four movies.
That movie was an abortion.
If Fantastic Four is such...
Sometimes abortions are funny to watch, but they're fucking a sad crash and burn, and that was a sad crash and burn.
The sad thing is Fantastic Four is in such disarray that Marvel's not even printing the comics
they're not even,
right now.
What can
the
you do? Nobody
are on
even,
ice.
They're on ice until you get somebody to fucking clean up that fucking
the
clusterfuck.
Saddest thing to me is Doctor Doom is fucking awesome, and he's the eternal villain. He's one of the coolest villains.
I know you really
movie.
Like him as a villain. Yeah,
I love the Dictators.
I remember seeing the interview with Josh Trank, who was going on saying he was like, literally, he's quite possibly the best supervillain ever made. And I'm like, I guess he's all right if you do him right in a movie. But it's I mean the way that they were going it, they were, you know, they called him Victor Von Doom. That's his real name, and just. Seems a little clunky,
episode
but you'd have to be really sharp.
Thanos before he was big.
We know.
Heard it here, episode 28, Retrocade.
Sean's
Doom
marking
is,
it here.
Doom is the Marvel future. You're going to see him in the next 10 years, and he's going to blow
you
up.
You think they're going to come back and do something
he's
with
gonna
that?
Blow up.
You're going to need somebody competent to do these things, Sean. You think Hollywood's got it in him?
That I doubt. There's a bunch of fucking schmucks.
Nothing but
overpaid.
Fucking soy milk drinking.
Soy milk.
Cucks.
Cucks, exactly. They watch the girlfriend get banged by BBC.
Go on the subreddit, Sean. Even the YouTube comment sections are just like this. But so we'll see about that.
So I'm going to cap the show off with one big
announcement. Well, I have a few more little things to sprinkle in.
I have a big announcement.
Go ahead. You got a big announcement.
We could talk about and probably can't have the show off because there's so much to talk about this.
So, okay. You want to talk about sprinkle this in now? Okay.
Nintendo.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are we going to talk about this is the Pokemon thing we're talking about?
A huge announcement.
Yes, this was one of the things I wanted to talk about.
They're going to make basically, they're done making the handheld pokes. They're throwing it.
That's
on
what
the
they said. Well, they said no more for the 3DS as of right now, and they're gonna, but they're gonna make it for the Switch, which is still handheld.
This is a huge, ambitious project. They want to do an open world, and what I read, it's very vague. Mm-hmm. This is probably minimum 2 years before development, at least release minimum. Yeah. In my prediction.
Could
be three. Nintendo doesn't fucking rush shit either.
Take their time.
Nintendo doesn't rush it. Which
Great, we'll fucking see a new Pokemon. We're 40 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's my Pikachu? Can I trade you, Sean? What's that now?
We're going to be at Retirement Castle in Springfield.
Yeah, exactly. Springfield Retirement
you'll
Castle.
Be Abe Simpson. I'll be the guy with the beard.
Yeah, you'll
be
Hans
Moleman.
That's a paddling. Yeah, yeah. I'm Hans Moleman.
And, shit, Kanto.
Kanto.
They're going to do focus on the 151.
I need to use my rare candy.
But this is the thing. They focus on the 151. I don't know what the number is at this point, but it's got to be
full
about
number?
600.
It's got to be 6 to 800, right? It was like 600. I looked like 7 years ago because I was wondering, and it was like 7, 800. It's got to be like 1,000 now, right? But the problem is, like, nostalgia-wise, I don't give a fuck about any of these newer fucking characters.
Gold, Silver still resonates with me.
Yeah,
after Gold,
like, that,
Silver,
like,
it was the end for me.
Yeah, like, because I know, like, I'll look at them, like, oh, yeah, Lugia, or, oh, yeah, Feraligatr, like, I'll like, remember
Feraligatr.
Those. Like, I'll remember those names.
SDS1, Jap Feraligatr. If I told the judge at the start of the game I need a translation, I would have won and topped it.
I lost Feraligatr in the top two of the East Coast STS instead of a 5,000-person event. You could look me up on the internet. I think those pictures are off the internet, but I've saved them. I think the website that had the pictures up are finally gone. But I was number two. You could look me up on the...
In our prime, we were expert Pokemon players. Something
well, I
to
was,
brag about.
Well, have we ever said that on the podcast? That I was number one ranked Pokemon player in the world? I don't think we've ever said it.
Hey, I did. I wasn't too shabby in my tournament show.
Sean's rating was in the top. You might have been top 20. I like these were certified rankings. Yeah, DCI rankings.
Magic, we didn't.
We're talking about we were so young though. Like Magic,
we were about 12 years old.
It was different. Yeah, we're talking about 12, like 11, 12, 13.
And this is when the game just came out, so we're the pioneers.
Right, but exactly. We're pretty much the American pioneers of the Pokemon trading card game. But like Magic was a different story because you had real serious adults playing a seriously competitive game, like as a career. You know, they were professionals.
So
like obviously we weren't at that level yet. But if we kept playing,
about 5
different
years
story.
Ago, I tried to buy some like pre-made Pokemon decks to play with my cousin, just as like a niche kind of fun thing to do.
Sure.
And the game was so different.
Oh yeah, the card game. Yeah, they've changed it up quite a bit.
Lost.
Yeah, there's a lot of extra stuff going on in that game.
It was like, like playing, it's equivalent to playing like beta unlimited and then playing now.
Magic now. You'd be like, what the fuck?
I was just completely lost. Just all these abilities, I had no idea what was going on.
Yes.
These different evolutions. I was fucking lost. It was a different game.
It's funny because I was talking to my friend Pete maybe two weekends ago. Yeah, not the weekend that just passed, the one before that. And we were talking about the original theme decks.
They had
Zap and Overgrowth.
So,
and
let's talk about... I remember the names. I remember the Hollows. Okay, so there's a Gyarados.
Gyarados was for Overgrowth.
Hitmonchan.
Hitmonchan was for Punch-Out? Let me see them.
There'll be two colors.
Yes, it was two colors.
And it was such awesome packaging. Like, it drew
beautiful.
You in.
I want. That's why I was telling them. I was like, I got to rebuy those. They're expensive on eBay, too.
What, they go $100?
$70 a piece, give or take, $50 to $70.
Dude,
but I wanted them sealed.
It's so
they're
funny.
Beautiful
this.
Packaging.
I just remember this now.
Gorgeous.
I'm like, excited. Remember this.
Yeah, they're beautiful
they came
original
with
packaging.
These little glass beads for damage counters.
That's right.
And they had these holographic Chansey coins. Am I right? Were they
a little Chansey flip coin. That was terrible. It was not. You needed a real quarter because I think it was shit. But yeah, you had Blackout, which was water and fighting.
Right, so name the Hollows to me, and I'll.
Okay.
Hit the Hollows. Well, this is exciting because I just remember
Sean's excited.
Vividly, and they were like a lot of fun. I remember buying the Hitmonchan one. I remember buying
that was Blackout, which was Hitmonchan.
Is that water and
fighting? Water and fighting.
All right.
Water and fighting.
So
okay, then we've got Brush Fire.
Okay, this has to be grass and fire.
Yeah, I guess so,
Who was the Hollow? I don't remember. Nidoking?
No. It's a fire one.
Not Charizard. That was the big boy.
No. You got 2 seconds. One.
I can't. It's not
you
right.
Don't remember Ninetales.
Oh. Ninetales sucked in the car.
Overgrowth, you already said Gyarados, which was blue and green. And then there's Zap. which was Lightning and Psychic. So who was the Hollow in that?
Good question. Wasn't Alakazam.
No. You would think it might be Alakazam, but it's not. It's one of the other big boys of the Psychic.
Give me, it's a Psychic.
I'm telling you it's Psychic.
It's not Hypno. I'm not right.
It's a big boy.
Big boy Psychic?
Yeah.
Mewtwo.
Yeah. I mean, I had to hint to that a bit. But yeah, I mean, you don't get much bigger than Mewtwo for Psychic.
No, those decks. That's
they're
really
cool. They're beautiful if you want to take a look over here. And then you had the Pokemon trading card deck, which the starter deck, and that
Machamp
came with
first
with
edition.
Naturally.
Ah, that's a given. Everyone knows Machamp.
Everybody knows
that
Machamp came in the thing. But here they are, you know? Very nice.
You gotta throw that on the page.
Throw that on the page. I want to rebuy those. They're so beautiful. And then they're showing you the next ones.
Was there a jungle?
Jungle
or?
And fossil.
What was the jungle? I only bought
the originals. The originals were the ones that really mattered.
After the original, we were so advanced.
Exactly.
Game,
we didn't look at starter decks. Yeah, that was the original ones when the game was in its infancy and everything was so rare
and
stuff.
We
needed
those
cards
to learn how to
exactly.
play.
Exactly. We needed the tokens. You need everything. But like Sean said, by the time that jungle came out, that we were so far gone. It's like, I don't need a starter deck. Just give me packs. You know, I'll need a booster box at this point. You know, because you're not like they're not going to do enough for you at that level of playing the trading card game.
I think I stopped playing after Neo was the last set I played. Pretty much. Neo, the gyms.
Yeah.
One set I really enjoyed that was a pretty crappy set, but I love the artwork.
Which
was
one?
Team Rocket set.
Team Rockets had good, yeah, exactly. They had good
artwork. I thought
artwork.
The artwork was.
Yeah, they had good stylized. Good stylized
the set
artwork.
Set overall was pretty underwhelming.
Lackluster. Like, Team Rockets this, Team Rockets
they all
that.
Had, like, low HP because they got, like, beat up by Team
yeah,
Rocket.
They're, like, side shits.
And all the
yeah.
Pokemon were, like, depressed.
Depressed Pokemon. Team Rocket's Charizard was, like, a piece of shit compared to the regular Charizard.
Team Rocket Dragonite was, like, had, like, 90 HP.
I don't even remember what
it
looked
joke.
Like. Yeah. But the
artwork was the best.
Yeah.
My favorite artwork of any set.
Yeah, it was a nice stylized artwork.
It was very Jap-centric, for sure.
Yes, very Japanese style at the time. Yeah, here's Dark Dragonite. They called it Dark Dragonite, not Team Rocket's Dragonite. So it was Dark Dragonite. Only had 70 HP, and
for
it's,
a Dragonite,
for
that's
Dragonite,
a joke.
Which had a more, but and the original Dragonite at least had 100 HP, and its move was Giant Tail. Flip a coin. If tails, this attack does nothing.
Why would you ever play that card?
These cards are fucking useless. Its Pokemon power was summon minions. When you play Dark Dragonite from your hand, right, search
you
your deck
read, you know, this is
for up to two basic Pokemon
cards,
points.
Years old,
summon minions, Pokemon powers actually isn't that bad. But yeah, no, people are going to be like, what the fuck does that mean? But anyway, the original decks are cool. And if you remember when the Pokemon first set came out.
When you mentioned the theme decks.
Yeah. You remember, I mean.
It's something that just
yes.
was removed from my memory.
And then you bring
so
it back.
Long,
The artwork of the boxes were beautiful, and just see because they were so. That was when the game was in its infancy, the trading card game, and they were
like,
hard to get.
Like, go to GameStop.
Yes,
and, like, they would sell out like
instantly.
Instantly,
I got the Pokemon theme deck at like a random like I don't know if it was a toy store. It was like a toy store in like Westerly or something. I don't know if you know. It was like small shop, and somebody at school tipped me off that there was. The Pokemon
was
deck
like,
was
you
there.
Get a tip, this place got caught.
Exactly, and you
go
there.
You
had to rush to get there.
You didn't go the first day.
Forget it, they were gone.
Sold out.
But I would always fucking beg and go that day, and so I was where I got the Pokemon.
So you just wore your mom down, just begged.
Please, we have to.
Begged her and wore her down.
Yeah,
like,
and that was
fine.
like important. And so where I got my theme decks was the Tyson's Cards and Gifts on Highland Boulevard. And I think Michael Bennett would tip me off to that because he didn't, you know,
lives in Japan.
Lives in Japan now.
If he is.
Is he a guest? Yeah. So shout out to Michael Bennett. I believe he might have mentioned that. Tyson's Cards and Gifts. And that was where I bought Zap and presumably either Brushfire or Blackout at that place.
I got Blackout at.
Zap, I think, was probably the first one I bought.
I bought Blackout at Babbage's.
Yes, that's another reason why this conversation brought up because I was walking through the mall. I'm walking through the mall with my coffee, and then my boy Pete calls me, and he starts talking about Pokemon. And I'm like, oh, look, I'm in front of GameStop right now. I was like, what would this used to be?
There was no game. Oh, you mean now?
Now. This was 2 weekends ago.
Coffee, cell phone, either you know those things.
No, this is 2 weekends ago, but my friend Pete calls me and was like, it starts talking about Pokemon. And I was like, yeah, remember when Babbage's was here in Pokemon? And then we came to the point that GameStop became. Babbage's became bad.
They bought
GameStop.
Funko, if you don't remember.
And they bought Funko Land. Sure, of course.
I had a very fine.
And also Game Champ, if you remember what Game Champ was.
Yeah, it was more of a regional thing.
Yeah.
Champ was sent out thing.
Probably.
But
yeah.
Funko, to me, resonated me the most.
Sure, me too. Remember the Funko Land that was on Forest Avenue?
Well, that's where I used to go.
That was where I used
I
to go.
I lived in West Brighton.
Sure,
I
so you weren't too far away from that. It was right on the, in
where
the corner.
The Western Beef
the Western Beef lot. In that corner spot. It's like a Verizon or AT&T store
yeah,
now or something.
Yeah, it's a cell phone
it's
store
It's a cell phone
now.
Store now, yeah. But exactly, the Funko Land, if anybody remembers what Funko Land was, it was essentially the GameStop of the 90s. And I remember going in there. Mid-90s, like 94 or something.
So
it was before
7 years old.
Before N64. Yeah, before it was before
Super Nintendo
era. Exactly.
Time.
And I remember seeing a cartridge for Ghostbusters on, I think, either
NES.
The NES.
It had to be NES.
It was NES. And I was like, and like it was a big deal for me. But I eventually ended up getting the Sega Genesis Ghostbusters.
They came out of Sega was a little
that
better.
One's actually very good, actually. You could that game's still playable. I have
the
that
NES
on my
this one's actually really bad.
That's exactly. I'm happy I didn't play it.
I
would have probably been disappointed.
It
yeah.
I think it was called Palmer Video.
Of course, Palmer Video. It was, before, it was Palmer, then West Coast, then they
so
dumped, and then it
was
Blockbuster.
Like
they're all gone now.
NES game. So I had NES for the longest time. So
sure.
I was about, you know, 6, 7 years old.
Yes.
Going to the video store. It's so nostalgic talking about this shit.
Of course.
You know, I'm with my dad renting a movie for the weekend, and I, like, peruse the video game section. I see Ghostbusters game. Mm. You just see that symbol, you know, and you're
sure.
Like, I need to play this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I rent the game. I play it all weekend. I'm 6 years old. I completely suck. I probably get past the first level once. But I thought it was awesome. Like, I was really excited. Like, it was, like, the funnest.
This is Ghostbusters.
For
NES. That's an overhead view game. Right? Oops, I got my iPad going off here. It's an ad. I can't stop it. But go ahead. But
no, so I just remember renting it as a little kid. Never owned it. I rented it for one weekend, and I remember playing it when I'm again probably in first grade or something. And I thought it was the coolest fucking shit.
It was overhead view. I didn't hear you.
So they had like different. There's one where like you're driving the.
That's what I'm saying. With the driving was
no
overhead view,
like,
right?
Going in like an apartment and
yeah.
all that. The game overall.
The gameplay sucked.
I saw
though,
it again
right?
like 20 years later. I'm like, this is trash.
Yeah.
But as a 6 year old, especially at the time,
yes.
This is the early 90s, or you know.
I just remember seeing the cartridge, like the box for it
because
you see the Ghostbusters. I go, Ghostbuster game, and I was a huge fan of Ghostbusters, so it was like
so
a massive deal for me.
That's how we initially bonded in second grade. With
yeah,
Ghostbusters.
That was the first thing how me and Sean bonded.
The same table or some shit like that.
Yeah, we just started talking about Ghostbusters, and but here's all the decks. I'll put them.
Oh,
on.
Oh man, this is fucking.
I want to rebuy them because they just like look at the artwork and the stylization
of
everything.
Yeah, it's just like oh man,
looks
this
pretty
is awesome. Scene
they look beautiful. Yeah,
yeah. I own Black Eye, bought for sure.
I mean, I think I had eventually had them all.
This is where you see Overgrowth, and you're like, oh, you see Ivysaur, and you're like, oh, Venusaur in it? No.
You just get Ivysaur. You needed to get Venusaur from the packs, or they did make one for a magazine. Which was so stupid of them.
But it wasn't the same Venusaur.
Wasn't the same Venusaur, you're right.
It was a weaker version.
Was it a weaker version?
No, so that Venusaur.
I would love to get all the promos again. Do you see you're going to make me end up wasting money here and buying all these things?
That Venusaur was from the Pokemon
Guidebook.
Player's Guide.
But these idiots, they didn't wrap the magazine in plastic. So people would go into the store and the card was just like in the magazine with like ripping them all out. So you would go through them every magazine and they were all gone.
I'm sure you stole like 10 of them.
I eventually got my hands on it, but I remember because I love the artwork of that one.
It's a nice one.
Yeah.
It's an artwork from like a package, like a booster box package.
Yes, it's the Ken Sugimori
Ken
artwork.
Ken Sugimori is the most famous Pokemon
yeah.
card artist.
Because the other one.
Pokemon artist, period, of all time.
Yeah. Because the other artist was Mitsuhiro Arita, and I actually like Ken Sugimori's artwork better because it was the original.
It was, like you said,
it was on the box artwork. So, like, that was like, that's it. That's the artwork. But the original Venusaur's move had Solar Beam.
You brought up a good point.
Hmm.
Couldn't get this promo. At this point, I'm collecting every promo.
That promo was
League,
hard to find.
In Pokemon League, you'd go to a Toys R Us,
yes.
Play tournaments, and they'd give you once a month a different promo
yes.
card that was exclusive.
Exclusive,
promotion.
Yes. That was always a big
so,
thing. Yeah.
I'm collecting them. I'm into it. And because, as he said, you couldn't get the Venusaurs from the Player's Guides.
Very
I
hard to get.
Actually, this is why I created an eBay account.
1999, I created my eBay account because of Pokemon. Because of the
Venusaur.
Jigglypuff. You did you for the Venusaur? I did mine for Jigglypuff.
I tried buying the guys and
couldn't
they
get
were gone.
Well, what I remember, we were at the Toys R Us on Richmond Avenue for a Pokemon League. It was me, this kid David Coran, and there was another dude that we were talking. I say dude.
Shit stole my deck.
Yeah. He probably listens to the podcast. But it there was like a 16-year-old kid there. He looked like he was fucking 20. And I'm like 12-year-old kid. And we were talking about that promo. It was very rare to get. And he was like, listen. He's like, I'll tip you off. He's like, the Kmart around the block has the magazine. Go there. And we went, and I was like, oh, shit. And it was walking distance. So we went, and that Toys R Us is obviously closing. But
Kmart is no longer, Kmart's done.
Kmart's done completely in general, pretty much. But that Kmart's not a Target.
That's a Target.
It's
correct,
a Target, yeah.
Correct.
So we walked across the street to go, and we went to the game section, and we said, there's the magazine, you know, because even the magazine was kind of hard to find. And then we went through, like, there was like
Player's Guide. It was like
so
10,
player's guide.
$12 at the
yeah,
time.
It was like a $12 player's
but
guide for the game.
For a 10-year-old, you're like $10 for a stupid
book. Yeah,
bulk.
Fuck that. And but the magazine itself was not in a plastic wrap, so you could just open the magazine, and the card was just sticky.
It was like a tiny piece of glue.
That little glue sticky, you know?
Yeah.
And you just peel it off, and you get the card. And so I was like, oh, look, they had a ton of magazines. They must have had like 15 of them. And I was like, there's got to be one. And of course, if somebody takes one, they're going to take them all. We went through all 15 of them. There was not a single one left. But I eventually got the card. I don't remember how. But probably
that,
through eBay or trading.
So that player's guide was for Pokemon trading card game for Game Boy Color.
Yes.
And I remember the Game Boy.
The
game
came with the
Meowth.
Yeah. I actually downloaded that game for my SNES Classic, the little mini SNES Classic.
That Meowth is such a cool game.
That was a cool one, too.
Beautiful artwork. And at the time, it had the Japanese foil.
Yes, the shinier foil. It was extra shiny.
So that was the first.
That was a big deal.
Foil, which was like awesome at the time. Because when you had the Japanese foils, they had a different
foil structure. It was a more shiny foil, like it had more sprinkles in it or whatever. It had more shinies. Here's a picture of it right here.
Oh, that's such a beautiful card. I love
beautiful
it.
Beautiful card, yeah. That's actually, I remember buying that game. I bought,
I played
for
the
game
shit
Boy.
Of that game, though.
Me too. Well, we knew how to play the card game,
so
a lot of
I beat that game.
Smoked that shit. Yeah, so you
it.
See other people like.
There was a weird character.
I was playing it the other night on the SNES Classic 2 weekends ago.
You gotta mod my shit.
I'll mod
to
yours.
Play that on my TV.
I can mod yours very easily. Yeah, it came about 20 minutes.
Next, I'm gonna bring it over.
No, because I have everything on that little SNES Classic.
I would love to play
Super Genesis game. I've been playing Pokemon Blue on it. I'm halfway through the game.
Please mod my.
Yeah, it's great.
Would love
I have
to
everything.
Play Pokemon trading card game on my SNES. Classic.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah, I have every game. I have Super Nintendo, NES, Game Boy. And Genesis, and you could even put more stuff.
I'll bring
on
it over.
Yeah, it's great.
I'll buy a few beers.
Yeah,
at the bar.
It's got like everything. It's
was
a very
it
clutch.
Like an hour to do it.
Well, now I have the setup for it on the computer, so I just do the plugin setup, and
I
should be able.
I think
it
takes time to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, which I've done already. Now I just like you know you gotta go redo.
Mod my shit. I'll give you a list of games. I'll buy a couple beers at the bar. We'll
do. Yeah, it's sick. But yeah, I guess we go on this tangent for a while. Now I want to rebuy all these fucking promos because they look so pretty.
The promos are the best.
Yeah.
I used to have the vending machine promos. Did you remember those, the glossies?
Yes, yes.
And they had the most...
They were okay.
That's the most outrageous and cool artwork.
Oh, yeah.
And they did all the weird ones. They did, like, the fossil Pokemon and, like, gold. They always did the strange Pokemon for those promos.
Sure. I wonder if there's, like, a full promo set on eBay. I don't see it. Oh, it's funny because non-foil promo is going for a Mew is going for $1. $1 even. Can't even make money.
We had hundreds of those.
I have hundreds of those still. I have a binder of them. The binder of Mews. But let me see that Pokemon trading card game. What was it called? The one that the Venusaur comes in?
Player's Guide.
Yeah, yeah. I wanna
Venusaur
see
promo.
Yeah. Because I was like a green magazine or thing, right?
It was just a player's guide.
It was, the cover. It was green, I think. Like,
I think it was blue. Like,
really?
Pokemon Blue.
Might have been.
In my mind,
it's green. I can't find a picture of it. Oh wait, maybe this is it. Does it come? Does it say?
What's
it comes
a Venusaur go for on eBay?
Hold on, let me see. Oh, this is it. Look! It says free Venusaur inside. It was blue, Pokemon Blue.
Yeah,
that's
what I remember.
That's the one. Yeah. Wow.
I never bought it because, as I said,
no, I didn't buy it either. There was no need to buy it anyway.
Time,
free Venusaur inside.
I think at the time I spent like $20 for the Venusaur.
Probably. That was give or take what it was worth. That's how, that's like, it's funny because it was
for
worth more than the.
That's like my.
It's a couple
budget.
Shekels right there.
That's my budget. Yeah.
Venusaur promo. Yeah, I would love to rebuy all these things. But we're going on a bit of a Pokemon tangent here. But see, a few of the issues with the Switch game is that They're going to do a lot of things that Pokemon Go did. Like, you catch Pokemon like you did in Pokemon Go, which I'm not really on board for and shit.
Now, I want open world.
Open world traditional Pokemon. I was saying that in one of the group chats.
I don't want to, like, walk around playing with stupid phone.
No, I don't need... Yeah, like, we did that already. And, you know, the novelty wore off, obviously. Nobody's playing Pokemon Go anymore, really. But I would love the old school Pokemon game just fucking, you know, hyped up for the 2018 fucking century, you know?
They're going to sell it. Billion copies.
If they do it right, but I'm hearing all this stuff. RPG, well, it's starring Pikachu, but I hope, like, the rumors saying they're going to do it like Pokemon Go. But don't you want to fight the Pokemon that you try to catch? Don't you just want to throw Pokeballs at them?
I'm 30 years old. A, I don't have time to walk around.
Sure.
B, I'm embarrassed to walk around.
Oh, you mean well, maybe not the augmented reality kind of walking around, but I meant like just like they said with catching Pokemon, it'll be like Pokemon Go. How Pokemon Go, you didn't fight the Pokemon, you just threw balls at it. You got to do the combination. You got to fight it to wear it down, then you throw the balls at it. Hold on, Sean trying to cut me off. What do you got to use the bathroom? You think this is that? You're screwing up the mic there, Sean. You're talking to the end of it. You talk into the front of it like this. I can't hear you, Sean.
How it works.
Sean's, you're fucking the whole thing up. No, you're talking into the wrong way. No, the upside down. That's much better. The whole thing up. I'm going to fix it. All right, so we went on our big Pokemon tangent. I'm sure we're all very excited to see the new...
Our majority listener is a Pokemon fan.
For sure, because that's the age range.
And
you know?
Show that artwork.
Our average age range of this podcast is 25 to 35.
Some of those people are going to see those pre-made and decks and be like, wow.
Yeah,
just,
that's
pure
a
best nostalgia.
I'll put it all
pure
up tonight.
Pure nostalgia.
Okay, one more thing I wanted to talk about, and this is going back to Star Wars. I'm sure we're all excited for the Pokemon Switch game. I hope they do it the way we want, though. But I don't. They probably fucking will butcher it. But so I put this up on the Retrocade Facebook page, I think, like last week, and it was about something called HasLab. HasLab now is this crowdfunding thing from Hasbro to create items that, like, collectors really want. And because, like, there might not be a market for it or not, Hasbro has done this bullshit that, in other words, it's called HasLab. It's like, we'll make this awesome thing if we get enough people to back it, which is, like, kind of scummy for a corporation to do. But the item that they were doing is pretty fucking sick.
So this is news to me, and I'm actually excited, so let me
take a gander at this.
Here.
Full-size, 3.75-inch figure scale of the Jabba sales barge, and it looks sick.
Oh boy, look at
it! It looks sick. If you're a Pokemon, if you're a Star Wars fan,
500.
But the sticker price is $500,
so
you can't even get it now because it's over already. They got the crowd. They crowdfunded it.
It's pre-sold.
They had to get 5,000 to make it. If they weren't gonna get 5,000,
well,
they were gonna
do
it.
I love it though. Is they have like the old 80s Jabba.
Yes, in there. He comes with it.
They got like the.
It comes with a Jabba and a Ryeez. Yeah.
The two grimy aliens on the gun.
Yes, they don't come with it though.
What about...
Ryeez comes with it. He comes with it. He actually comes in his own packaging with a coin. It's going to be a lot of money. They're already saying that they're going to be going for like 2,000 in like England and shit. Because England's not getting them. It's only the U.S. and Canada. So it's like a massive deal. I should have bought one. It would have been a good investment.
If you could have bought one, you could easily double your money.
Yeah, wait on it for a year. You totally quadruple your money.
It's fantastically awesome.
Beautiful, though. And it's they showed a big guy holding the box. The box is like 5 feet long.
It's phenomenal. It really is. It's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful piece, right? Where would you put something like this? It looks great, though.
It's how do you justify spending $500?
$500 on a Kenner toy.
It's a fucking beautiful thing.
You like the inside of it, too, right?
I think it's tremendous.
Yeah, it comes with the Jabba that sits on his thing.
It's kind of one of those things that you always envision.
Doesn't come with Salacious. That was the thing, though. You see, this has been wanted by collectors since '83, and they were never able to make it because it was supposed to be so huge.
The scale of it's
huge.
Massive.
It would have been the hugest. It's going to be like the size of that massive Millennium Falcon that they made, 10 years back or whatever.
I'd rather buy that than Legos.
Well, some people like Legos.
There are people we know.
Don't worry, that kid you're talking about is not going to listen to this podcast.
Police officer.
But that is a beautiful piece, though. But again, where do you put a fucking 5 foot?
It's hard to justify $75 on a Star Wars toy, but
it's sick. Well, when I heard about it, the thing was still on. When I originally heard about it, it was still like you could still bid in. I was $500. Get the fuck out of here. Then I realized, like, oh wait, this thing's gonna be worth $2,000. I should have bought it.
That's gonna sell like hot. What's the? You don't want the production?
It's five.
How many they're making?
Oh, they're making 8,000 of them, I think. Because they needed a 5,000 minimum to back it. They needed 5,000 minimum to back it. If they're getting 4,500, it wasn't enough. They needed 5,000 people to back it at $500 a piece by like April 1st or something. They ended up getting like 8,300 people to back it.
I mean, steep tag, but it's a beautiful,
steep
beautiful piece.
Steep fucking is right. That's a hefty tag, but it's a beautiful piece. I have those pictures up already.
You don't want to tear the box, but you do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, but that's why you kind of have to buy two or three of them. You buy one to keep sealed, you keep one to display,
well,
and then one to sell.
I look at this clusterfuck here, and that what's lacking is a sail barge.
Right. Well, I have the, what's it called over there? I have the,
The AT-AT?
Well, not the AT-ATs, the Jawas, the sand crawler.
The sand crawler.
But that's tiny compared to, and that thing's expensive, but not compared to like a full size sales barge, you know? That's crazy. Crazy piece. But we went on a big Pokemon tangent, but I was happy we got all of that talk
Pokemon
out of the way. We needed
good,
to talk about
nostalgia
that.
And
yeah.
Put
all those pictures
War,
up together.
So I gave
Wars
him an 80. He says 78. So we're pretty much on the same page.
We're on the same page. We liked
it. If you haven't watched it, we gave spoilers.
It's all spoiled.
Nothing. Spoiler heavy, but
I mean, come on, we talked about the whole movie. Should we say Gamora dies? Gamora
dead.
She'll probably come
check
back.
It out,
check out it.
And we got some big things for episode 30.
Real
in the
big,
works,
we're
so
gonna be real
big. You'll see it then.
We're gonna be very excited. And yeah, I guess the next time we'll be back, we'll definitely be talking about Deadpool. Deadpool's coming out
we'll
tonight.
Do Deadpool solo will be our next episode, and then episode 30 got big things in the works.
Excellent. All right, that's it for this weekend. We got a lot done. Hour and a half episode, everybody. Enjoy yourselves. Keep watching the stuff.